also want to make sure it's not like the ticker. Yep, thank you.
Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Homeschool Convention at the Fort Worth Convention Center, and we're having conversations here in the exhibit hall, and I see balloons and I smell popcorn, and there are so many people that are just milling around. But the best thing that's happening in my life right now, and I know that you're going to have a good time, is that I'm having a conversation with Suzanne Ghost, and she is from Flip Flop Spanish, and that's intriguing, and I can't wait till she explains that, and I know you want to hear about that. But if this is your first podcast with us in our convention series, welcome. It's probably one of the best, but I got to say they're all the best. You got to check them all out. And so let's just jump right in. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there. Happy to be here.
Oh, come on now. You just got to tell us a little bit about you and about Flip Flop Spanish, because these folks have not met you, perhaps.
All right. So I'm Suzanne Ghost. I'm a homeschooling mom of five. So I've been homeschooling since the beginning. My oldest is 22 now, and my youngest is 15. So there's five of them in there, and we only have two left at home.
Oh, wow.
But so for 15 years, I have to think, okay, how old is the baby? The baby is 15. So for 15 years, we've had See It and Say It Flip Spanish. And we've been going to conventions for about the past 12 years with the kids. So Flip Flop Spanish is all about teaching the whole family to speak Spanish together, removing the obstacles, all the fears. There's no conjugate fears. There's no reading fears. A three-year-old pre-reader can learn how to speak Spanish by listening and looking at the photos on the flashcards, just like they learned their first language. So they push play on the audio. They sit down with their flashcards. And I've even had a 93-year-old veteran, World War II general, learn Spanish next to my three-year-old at the same time, all by looking at photos, touching and saying, and building sentences. So they start from the very beginning, removing the obstacles, removing fear, and being able to say things I need and I like. So the very first sentence my three-year-old said was, necesito helado, I need ice cream.
Oh.
And then you better believe that World War II general hopped up and went to the freezer and got her some ice cream.
Absolutely. So what you're telling me then is a mom who does not speak Spanish, yes, could teach her child to speak Spanish.
Right. The whole family all together. Because the issue is so many of us didn't learn Spanish until high school. All we can remember is conjugation charts, grammar rules, and that produces fear.
Yes.
And so then we said, oh, I took 2 years of Spanish. I can't say a thing. Mm-hmm. So what we do is remove that fear by looking at the photo. We do have the Spanish and English on the other side. But they're listening and learning and speaking, building sentences from the very beginning. So they're all learning together. We're keeping the whole family on the same lesson. So we're getting it off the table, off flashcards, into real life. And I mean, who doesn't want to say, I need ice cream, necesito helado, from the very first lesson?
I'm going to learn that one before you leave this booth. Yes, we are going to have some ice cream today. I'm feeling it already. Well, you're presenting, or have you already presented?
This morning I talked all about brain health. So if you're thinking, well, I don't really need Spanish, it had to come up. Honestly, brain health is a big part of learning a second language. That's why that World War II general came over. He had just gotten diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or kind of pre-dementia. And he had heard that if you learned a second language, that would help. And so he came over next door because he knew I was a Spanish teacher. I taught Spanish in the public schools before I was a child, before I was a homeschooler, before I had children. And so he came over, sat down, and asked me, do you think I'm too old to learn at 93? And I said, let's see, because honestly, I didn't know. And so we laid out the flashcards, and he immediately started picking it up. And all the way till age 99, he was sharp as a tack. He remembered all five kids' names. I don't get names right. And he kept them straight for the entire 6 years that we still had him. And it was phenomenal. So everybody can learn. Everybody can sit together and just push play on that audio and begin to speak with the first lesson.
Wow. Now, I want to digress just a minute. You had mentioned that you were a public school teacher before becoming a homeschooling mom. Could you just give us some insight into what made you take that leap?
Yes. So I loved teaching. I loved public school. I was going to fix the system from the inside out. I was 24 years old. The world was my oyster. I was going to fix these kids, fix the system, make them great. Some of my coworkers were not people that, if I had had children at that time, which I didn't, I thought I could not possibly introduce my children to you. And much less put them under your authority on a daily basis, an hour at a time, behind closed doors. And so I thought, if I ever got children, I didn't do that. I thought maybe I'd do private school. I thought maybe I'd do, a charter school, something else. Yeah. And then when we had our first baby, he surprised us. I stayed home with him until he was going to be five, and I was going to figure it out. I had heard about these people called homeschoolers. So I thought, well, let me teach a small class. Does anybody need a Spanish tutor or a small class? The next morning I had 42 emails in my inbox, which back then was a lot.
Wow.
So I had a little kind of infomercial kind of meeting, and people started giving me money. And I thought, wow, people will pay me to teach? And so I met these people called homeschoolers. Their children were just a different universe of type of child. I did not know that teenagers spoke in complete sentences to adults. I didn't know that they made eye contact. I didn't know that they would thank you. And I didn't know that they could want to learn, because I thought teenagers came that way. And it was my job to kind of fight them and trick them. I mean, I was trying to trick them into learning Spanish by doing putt-putt and prizes and having little charts. And I was 24. I was cool. Wow. And so, but it wasn't that way in the public schools. And so once I met these homeschooled students, I asked the parents, what are y'all doing? Because I want my tiny little 9-month-old to turn out like this type of kid. Because across the board, they're all so much better than any public schooler I had met yet. And they said, well, we just homeschool. I turned into a homeschooler. That was 22 years ago. My kids have never been in public school, ever.
That is cool. So tell me about your kids.
So my kids are awesome. They're all geniuses. I had my firstborn doing flashcards before he could sit up. He just has a small twitch now. No, he's fine. He's great. So he's the top three are floating grown. I have two left. My 17-year-old boy is over in the booth running the flip-flop Spanish booth right now. He actually teaches a flip-flop Spanish class at our local community homeschool center. At 17, he teaches little 4 to 8-year-olds Spanish.
Wow, that's impressive.
I think so. I think he's pretty great. And then the baby's 15, and so she'll be doing that next year. So every year they grow. Like, to get to Spanish 3, you have to teach Spanish. That's part of my course for Spanish 3. So I do have a video course for high schoolers. If you're not local to Bryan College Station, you can get online and go to SpanishGeniuses.com. And if your student likes me, they will learn Spanish very well. If they don't like me, find somebody else, but they'll probably like me.
I'm going to go to SpanishGeniuses.com because I like it.
Yay, you'll learn too.
Thank you. So. That's so cool. So did I miss it? Tell me again, because I think I missed it. How many years have you been homeschooling?
Yes, 22 years if you count from birth, which I do.
Okay.
So 22 sure. is the oldest. And then I guess I started, so he graduated, however many, in 2020, poor kid. So my first graduation experience was 2020. So we had to do that differently.
Yeah.
But yeah, ever since the beginning, and then I've been teaching literally thousands of students through my private classes in person. And then everything that I used within that worked, I would turn into a product to help others homeschool with Spanish at home. If it didn't work, I didn't publish it. There's plenty of experiences and exercises that I did that were flops, but everything that is in flip-flop Spanish was a success, and the students really absorbed it. So those flashcards came out of students with autism, dyslexia, Asperger's, things like that, because they're looking at the photos and listening and speaking.
Yes.
That helped them to get over any reading fears or any phonetics issues, things like that. And so then all the students absorbed more. And so that's why the see it and say it method is so successful. It's because all learning styles are hit.
That's great. parents, you know, you want your kids to learn another language. As I travel the world, I find out children are, they're multilingual, and I'm so impressed by that. And then I go back to my room or to my cabin or wherever I happen to be, depending on the country. And I feel so dumb sometimes because I just barely can speak English. But this is incredible. I would have done this with my kids if I would have had this tool.
Well, that's good. And really, if you're thinking it's just about Spanish, it is more than that, right? So our brain health, Asperger's, autism, dyslexia, all those things, as many pathways as we can open is going to help them in every area, logic center, relational center, short-term and long-term memory. So even if you're saying, you know what, I don't really know if my child can ever become fluent, that's not necessarily the goal. The goal is begin learning the language one word at a time and begin communicating with it. So me gusta, no me gusta. I like and I don't like.
Yeah.
Communicating that thought with a few nouns, that is enough, because then you build on it slowly, slowly, slowly. So don't try to think, oh, I want fluency. No, I want one word.
Right.
And then build on that. And that opens up that brain portion that otherwise just stays dead. It doesn't light up. But once we open it up, then all the synapses start firing and everything improves. So a lot of people are like, oh, he's so smart. He knows seven languages. No, he learned another language, which created the ability to become more intelligent. So it's, you have to start slowly and then give yourself that opportunity, and then your brain can do a lot more than we think it can.
Yes.
It's just that we have this goal of this lofty goal of fluency or reading books or watching entire movies. How about we try for one word? Look at a flashcard, learn that one word, and then build from there. And then that's going to continue to motivate you.
Wow. Well, I'm motivated.
Good.
For sure. Now, parents, I know you probably have some questions, and you can drop those in the comment. And if we don't answer them right away, I mean, we're at a convention. We're pretty busy. I mean, the ice cream and the popcorn are calling to me. But we can guarantee that we will get your questions to Suzanne, and she can get information to you. And if you would love to connect with her, what is the best way they could connect?
So it depends on what you use most, but I am on Facebook with Flip Flop Spanish. I'm on Instagram, Flip Flop Spanish, flipflopspanish.com. It comes, if you hit that contact us, it comes to me. It doesn't go to somebody in India. It's me. And so I answer it because I love this stuff. I'm never going to get sick of it. And so I love hearing questions from my Spanish geniuses. My students across the nation will write me questions and I answer them. We have online Zoom live sessions. So the course itself is video-based so that they can go self-paced, but then they have access to me twice a week. You are welcome as a parent to join in on that online live course, live session, and ask me whatever question you have, and I'm happy to help you.
Wow. Wow. That's life-giving. And if your budget is tight, here's some resources that are easily accessible to you. I just thank you. We're not done talking, but I just have to stop and say thank you for investing not only in your children, but in all of our children. What a difference. And I don't know if you have any more thoughts. I just know from talking to you before we went on the air that you are a plethora. You are a treasure chest of motivation and humor.
Yay.
Even if those of us from Ohio don't get Texan humor. But do you have anything that you would like to leave with our folks? We still have a few minutes.
Sure. So I guess the biggest thing is to recognize that whatever obstacle you have, it might be because you had a bad experience in high school. It might have been because you got caught up with grammar, or you mispronounced it, or your accent wasn't good, or you just got into a situation where you think, for whatever reason, that you can't speak a second language. And I again, just want to say, just try one word. Go to flipflopspanish.com and watch the video. And it just has a picture, and you're just repeating the word. You flip over the card to make sure you're saying it right, or if you want to look at it. But if you'll just try one word, and then you can even do it with me right now. Me gusta. It's two words. Me gusta. I like it.
So you just say it. Say
me
it.
Gusta.
Go ahead.
Me gusta. And so anytime somebody hands you something, they make you food, they give you whatever, your child brings up to you this rock, you can look at them and say, me gusta. I like it.
I love that. Start little.
Yes.
Don't try to build it all at once. It's a little bit every day, every day, every day.
Yeah, it needs to be sustainable. If it's not sustainable, like a diet or like an exercise program, if it's not sustainable, it's too much. So something small, make small goals, and then you will snowball. Your brain will learn how to learn. Your short-term memory, long-term memory will impress you. You'll be surprised at how much this changes your life, one word at a time.
That's great. Oh, I'm so grateful for this. And I am going to go to flipflopspanish.com.
Yes.
I'm going to go there as soon as we check off the air here. And I do want to say thank you to all of the leaders of the Texas Homeschool Coalition for making this convention possible. I have talked, Suzanne, to parents out in the hallways that said they didn't know if they wanted to jump into this kind of thing. And they were here just sort of testing the water. Mm-hmm. For those that might be listening that are saying, I just don't know if that's right. Do you have any advice or what their next thoughts or actions should be?
I would say look at the intangibles. So when you're homeschooling and you think about, well, are they getting enough education? I would just say the intangible of time, that's something you can never get back. And so when my husband and I look back on our lives, we always try to make choices that we won't regret. I don't think you'll ever regret homeschooling, but I do think there's a high, high potential of regretting being away from your child for 8 hours a day. So even if you're like, oh, the education isn't as great as whatever it is, you can't replace the time. And they will learn. They will learn their character, and you get to be with them, and they get to be with you. And you're not going to do a worse job. I guarantee it. I've been in there. You're not going to do a worse job.
And that's coming from an ex-public school teacher. Other public school teachers that might be listening, we thank God for you, but there are options now. And so as parents, we can step up and do a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. All public school teachers. I mean, yeah, I loved my kids. I was a great public school teacher. That's why I wanted to teach those classes. We all have this heart for public education. We have a heart for teaching, but unfortunately not everyone there is like that. And the atmosphere itself isn't the most conducive to learning. We can create an atmosphere that is relaxed and they learn more easily, more quickly with you, and you're not worried about trauma, what happened. Because unfortunately, you don't know about the bad person in the classroom until it's after it's happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to instill fear. I'm just saying you don't have to worry about, am I going to do a better job? Absolutely you are. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Yeah. So grade me now. Me gusta flip-flop Spanish. Me gusta flipflopspanish.com and me gusta spiritmedia.us for powering this particular podcast. And me gusta, how do I say you?
So it'd be a little bit different. Me gusta, but it's okay. Me gusta works out. So you did a great job.
Me gusta you. All right. So you have an assignment now. After this podcast, you need to tag a friend and say, me gusta, and tag their name. Yeah.
That's right. Me gusta.
I'm not going to forget this.
Name. No. And what you've just done is you've opened up that thing that you were thinking, oh, I wish I knew more languages. I wish I could absorb it. You've opened up that part of your brain because now you've communicated in a second language. And you meant it. Everything that you just said. And so you have an active part of your brain that maybe hasn't been used for a while. And you're going to start seeing your short-term memory, mathematical skills, logic. Everything's going to improve because she spoke Spanish in a way that she wanted to communicate, not just as a list of words.
Well, how about that? I feel very accomplished today. Suzanne, we can't thank you enough for having this conversation here with Spirit Media at our booth, but representing THSC and all of the parents who so desperately need what you offer. I'll be by your booth later.
All right, gracias.
She said thanks. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.